Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden's nuclear warning.
He does not think that Vladimir Putin is joking.
FBI case against Hunter Biden.
They think there is sufficient evidence.
Stabbed on the Vegas Strip.
There are 8 victims that were a part of this incident.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says we're at the highest risk of nuclear Armageddon since 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis. His stark warning at a fundraiser in New York. He says he does not think Vladimir Putin is joking about the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports it all comes as Russia's army suffers more losses in eastern Ukraine and strikes back with attacks on civilian targets.
Emergency teams scrambled in a desperate search for those who survived the missile strike, at times finding those who did not. We arrived to find firefighters dousing a mountain of twisted metal and debris, war crimes investigators looking through the rubble, local residents in disbelief. Battlefield commanders tell us Russian forces are in complete disarray. Their retaliation, launching long-range weapons into residential areas, spreading terror. What Russia can't capture, it seeks to destroy.
Human rights groups in Ukraine and Russia and an imprisoned activist in Belarus share the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Peace Prize laureates represent civil society in their home countries.
The Russian group called Memorial has been banned by Vladimir Putin. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest now on the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter.
Sources tell CBS News the FBI has believed for months there is enough evidence to prosecute the president's son with tax crimes and making false statements on a gun purchase. The sources said the FBI sent its findings earlier this year to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. David Weiss was appointed by President Trump and is yet to bring charges. A lawyer for Hunter Biden called the apparent leak inherently biased, one-sided, and inaccurate, adding their team believes prosecutors should not be pressured, rushed, or criticized for doing their job.
President Biden has moved to pardon everyone convicted at the federal level of simple possession of marijuana, and he urged state governments to do the same. Currently, no one is serving time in federal prison for possession, but 6,500 people do have convictions on their record, and that could block them from some jobs, housing, and loans. Well, gas prices continue to climb higher. The national average for a gallon of regular is now around $3.90. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in California, where the price averages $6.39 a gallon.
That's a lot of money, and it's way too expensive.
Gas prices are on the rise again.
It's tough to live in L.A. right now.
But in California, it's on a whole other level, where prices have soared $1.15 in the past month. This price spike comes after several California oil refineries shut down for maintenance, limiting supplies of gasoline. A total of 6 western states are averaging more than $5 a gallon. And some Midwest states are also seeing an increase as they face refinery issues as well.
In Texas, a police officer just hired by the Uvalde School District has now been fired. Crimson Elizondo was on the scene of the school shooting as a state trooper and has been under investigation. Footage released by CNN shows her talking with other officers.
If my son had been in there, I would not have been outside, I promise you that.
Documents obtained by CBS News reveal she was hired even after the Texas Department of Public Safety said she was under investigation for actions inconsistent with training and requirements.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Two dead, six injured after a stabbing attack on the Las Vegas Strip. Deputy Police Chief James LaRochelle says the suspect in custody used a large kitchen knife.
It appears unprovoked. The suspect subsequently goes and stabs additional victims. So a total of eight victims.
In California, there was a vigil last night. For four members of a family who were kidnapped and killed in farm country. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke says the suspect in the case used to work for the family.
Potential for the death penalty. This guy does not deserve to be breathing the same air as the good people in this county.
The New York Times reports a Justice Department official told former President Trump's lawyers in recent weeks that the department believes he has not returned all the documents he took when he left the White House. As we hear from CBS's Scott McFarlane, a former extremist group leader has admitted his role in the Capitol attack.
This is a big breakthrough for the U.S. Justice Department. Not only has Jeremy Bertino of North Carolina pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy, he's agreed to cooperate and help federal agents with their investigation, becoming the first defendant aligned with the Proud Boys to plead guilty to that charge and agree to help investigators.
Ben Sasse, one of only seven Republicans who voted to convict former President Trump at his second impeachment trial, could leave the Senate soon. Sasse, who represents Nebraska, is in line to be the next president of the University of Florida. On the internet, a diabetes drug has become a weight loss sensation. And as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, that's created some unexpected side effects.
It is called Ozempic, and it's become a social media sensation. There are TikTok testimonials.
Hi, in 11 weeks, I have lost 25 pounds.
One person even made a musical testimonial. 6 weeks on Ozempic. For those who really need the drug, however, to regulate their insulin rather than their waistline, the popularity of Ozempic is having serious consequences.
Well, prescription-wise, it's difficult. I mean, I've got a lot of diabetics in here. They're not able to get that prescription.
Matt Mahold, a nutritionist here in L.A., says there are now shortages. He explains how the drug works.
You can eat less and not feel hunger. It's a bit of a craze going on, I would say.
And here in Hollywood, where weight is something people take quite seriously, Ozempic has become, for some, a quick fix.
There's the desperation of a movie starting, or there's the red carpet.
And like any quick fix, once you're off it, it no longer works. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. has begun screening travelers coming here from Uganda for Ebola. 44 cases have been reported, none outside that African country. Officials call it a precautionary step.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A venerable automaker says it needs plenty of help in the service department.
The demand for service technicians at dealerships is growing so fast that General Motors field service engineer Brittany Grandy says nearly 800,000 new auto techs will be needed by 2025.
We have a significant shortage, and especially with this transition into the electric vehicle world.
GM has created an initiative to recruit and train new talent through the company's 51 automotive service education programs, or ASEP, schools nationwide.
So while you're going to school in the classroom environment, retirement, you're actually going to be paired with a dealership through a paid internship.
Randy says you can learn more at bringusyourtalent.com. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Detained in Alaska, two Russian nationals who crossed the Bering Strait in a boat to avoid Vladimir Putin's military draft. They're seeking asylum. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, October 7th. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.